The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
It's 8 a.m. Central Time here at the Power Hour, Monday, May 8th, 2023. Just to let you know, for those of you, the Power Mall is now open. Now, those of you who have internet capability and you go to thepowerhour.com, we have a partners tab that you can click on. Now, before we left our last segment, understand about preparedness. Now, people have been demonized by those who make fun because they said Chicken Little was right. The sky is falling. Oh, we got more severe weather headed our way. Yep. So the thing is, if you go to Florida, people will think you're an idiot if you start with the Chicken Little speech, because everybody down there knows about hurricanes. Now, whether or not you can say, you know, and we've got a new link to geoengineeringwatch.org with Dane Wigington. That's on our email blast. But see, if you don't subscribe by going to the newsletter tab at thepowerhour.com, you won't know about that. So those of you that have internet capability, understand that the partners tab has stuff on there that you can use to prepare, like Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy for solar, emergency solar power. And you also need to think about getting yourself an EMP bag to put all that in, like I did. OptiVita hemp products for pain management, sauna space, grow network. You got to learn to start harvesting vegetables, folks. I know that Marjorie Wildcraft has talked a lot about growing a garden to survive in the size of 3 parking spaces. When I look at a garden and look at the gardens I've seen these days from the people that are really preparing, their garden is bigger than a 1-acre tract, 1-acre plot. They literally have gotten a rototiller, marked out a big area, fenced it in to keep the deer out, and they are going full tilt boogie planting with the idea of canning and everything else. So this is why we have the Grow Network at powerhourfood.com, where you can get a weekend seminar for free. James McCanny water filters. I also have that too, because your water, you need water. The water supply has to be clean coming into your house. Otherwise, you'll be out using emergency filtration systems to filter your water, because there won't be any. You'll get it from wherever you can get it. You can't just drink it out of the streams and whatnot these days and reservoirs, because you just don't know how polluted it is. That's why James McCanny developed the water filtration systems he has. I have the UVB sterilizer bulb as well as the purifier connected ahead of my water softener so that everything that's going into the water softener is purified. And then I've got reverse osmosis and refrigerator filtration. So every bit of water we're drinking here in our household is clean and filtered multiple times. Some of you are drinking, you have water distillers, and you're drinking distilled water every day. I make my coffee with distilled water. Those of you who are sleeping on my pillow products need to understand that Mike Lindell is also a partner here with the Power Mall, as is Butterfly Essential Oil, Star West Botanical Bulk Urban Spices, Flag Connections, and the new EMF Rocks Grounded by Nature. Harmonize in vibration and coexist with EMF with Tesla crystals. We have much more than that, but here's the thing. When you shop at the Power Hour and you click on the Partners tab, by shopping with the partners, you help keep us on the air, because we don't take government handouts. You know, if you know somebody that wants to advertise with us, it'd be great. We'd love to have you on the show. But if you make a purchase with one of our partners, take 5 minutes to call or email us and let us know, because we need to make sure we're getting credit for your purchases. Yeah. That's what I mean about trying to stay afloat, because we don't get handouts. We get donations. We get help because you shop at the Power Mall. That's what really helps. So if you're a regular caller to the show, we sure would like to hear from you at the Power Mall. So in other news, you probably knew John Kerry is sort of a climate czar for Joe Biden. Likes to fly all over the world in his jet, leaving his carbon footprint everywhere he goes. What a hypocrite. The House Oversight Committee wants to know what John Kerry's been doing with secretive talks in China. Yep, Kerry's engaging in negotiations without having been confirmed by the Senate. You know, they want to know why he's a special presidential envoy for climate in climate negotiations with China. China is opening up coal-fired power plants while they're trying to shut ours down. This makes no sense. I tell you, my carbon footprint would go up you know where's. Yeah, I have a size 13 shoe. I get a big carbon footprint. I know what I'd like to take that size 13 shoe and put it. I'm afraid they wouldn't understand. I feel Washington, D.C. needs an enema, folks. And speaking of which, you got presidential candidates out there now. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has gone public. He was on Cat's Roundtable on WABC 770 AM. This is a New York City station. And he says there is overwhelming evidence the CIA was involved in John F. Kennedy Jr.'s murder. Oh, my. And, of course, the CIA has denied it. 60-year cover-up, and they're not releasing information from the United States government. Now, they don't want to do that. They want to try to keep that information as quiet as possible because, you know, God forbid if it was to be found out that what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says is true, that the CIA was involved and that there was more than multiple shooters and that Lee Harvey Oswald is a patsy. Can you imagine what kind of unrest there would be? I don't know. Maybe there won't be any. Maybe it's that, yeah, we knew it all along, whatever. Yeah, people do this. This is what they do. They just, look, it happened in 1963. I don't have time for this stuff. I got to worry about my own backyard. Yep. You got to worry about your own local community, and you got to worry about prepping. And, you know, when you're on a radio program and you're making that kind of an allegation, let's see, how many Kennedys have been assassinated so far? Yeah, see what I mean? You know, and what did each Kennedy do to cause it? You know, they always made some statement that got him in trouble with certain factions in deep state. I don't know, folks. Does history repeat itself? You know, we've had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on our show. I'd love to get him back on here again. We're past the point of the real Anthony Fauci now. But I would like to get him on here and talk to him about a lot of this stuff. Maybe we can arrange an interview to get him back on the show. That'd be interesting to get a follow-up on that and ask him where he thinks that all this is going to end up, even if he is making these claims. What's he going to do for we the people? I remember all the jokes that they used to put out. It wasn't David Fry that did it. It was somebody else that was doing the Kennedys. He says, today is election day. Go to the polls and vote. Vote for the Kennedy of your choice, but vote. Yeah. I remember those jokes from way back when. I'm sure you do. Now I'm dating myself again. The thing is, I don't let go of comedy. It's like David Fry, Richard Nixon, a fantasy. I am not a crook. You know, you hear this, the story you're about to hear is unique in the annals of American crime. He does his Walter Winchell. Not since days that Al Capone ran Chicago has one syndicate kingpin so dominated a city. The city was Washington, and the man was Richard Milhouse Nixon, better known to his underworld compatriots as 5 o'clock Shadow. And then they talk about the feared plumber squad invading the Watergate Hotel. 7 men were arrested by Washington police and 1 escaped. And you hear footprints running down the hall, and the door slams, and, oh, Pat, lock the door. And then, of course, the audience applauds. Hats off, David Fry, Richard Nixon, a fantasy. He does multiple voices like I do. So I mean, we got to have fun with this. Yeah, I know. Tricky Dick's not here. But, you know, hey, he took us off the gold standard. Isn't that a fun thing? Yeah. See, that's all the start of screwing America. It's what's going on. Now, there's a headline out now that says feds spend billions to boost your required forfeiture of property. That's a scary headline. Congress has to act to prevent law enforcement from treating Americans like ATMs. Just like those speed traps. Boy, they just milk it right out of you, don't they? Property includes the hard-earned cash you have. The federal government's announced a program to spend $6 billion, $6 billion, to boost the amount of property Americans are required to forfeit to the government. Lucrative business for the feds. For example, a report from the Institute for Justice notes that federal agencies grabbed some $45.7 billion in revenue by forcing Americans to forfeit various assets. From 2000 to 2019, ever since the show started, $31 billion was given to the DOJ's Assets Forfeiture Fund, $15 billion to the Treasury Forfeiture Fund. The DOJ and Treasury control that money entirely, can be handed out without congressional approval. It's like their own private slush fund. The Inspector General, the IJ, actually, reported the DOJ has now adopted a plan to give private corporations $6.24 billion over a five-year period to increase the capacity for more forfeitures. Gee, I wonder which private corporations those are. Yeah. One part of that issue, believe it or not, is pending before the Supreme Court right now. It's a Minnesota case where a woman behind in her taxes lost her condo to the government. The government there then kept the entire proceeds from the sale, tens of thousands of dollars in surplus, more than was owed in taxes. Minnesota, it's legal. Why are you people still living there? There are 12 states total. That literally, if you don't pay your taxes, there are 12 states that will take your home, sell it, and keep all the money, and you get nothing. Yeah. Yet the Democrats sit there and say, what's fair? They love using that word fair. You think that's fair? I don't think it's fair to you. Huh. Why are you all still living in those states? That's what I want to know. You must, I guess, you must enjoy where you're at. Yeah. Yeah, this is why there is a shift. And it's not a ye shall know them by their fruits kind of shift. No, it's a serious population shift going on in the country as people leave states that have overburdensome rules and laws and taxes and crime. And they don't want any part of those states anymore. That's why Silicon Valley people are moving to Austin. Yo, trust me, you're going to get the same kind of crap here that you're getting there, because the bunch of libtards that run Austin is, you know, oh boy, makes you think twice, huh? The Lone Star State. And then you got a DC wannabe in the governor's chair. Oh, he's in a chair, all right. We'll have another Rosenfeld in the White House if he gets nominated, but of course that won't happen. Mr. Abbott, you need to start thinking about the safety of people in the state of Texas. You hear me, Greg? Hey, Greggy Poo, come on. You hear what I just said? You need to be paying attention, because 350,000 people have got their eyeballs on that border right now. And you're just going to sit there and let them all come in, aren't you? We hold you accountable, sir. But, you know, the Republicans, they all vote the party line because it's the lesser of two evils. You see how that works? Wow. And then we have all these people from California moving to Texas now. Yeah. What kind of ideology are they bringing with them? Are they bringing ones that say, look, we're tired of the rule of law over there with Newsom? The guy that literally could take his little spiked greasy hair and make devil horns out of it? I mean, do we have that kind of thing going on here? Are they bringing their ideologies with them? Or are they doing this because they want to be free and they're getting away from this mess? Who's asking? We have a new Biden rule. Person does not include the unborn. Complete and utter denial of scientific fact. The Biden administration using a provision intended to protect abortion survivors as a way to dehumanize preborn children. I mean, it's bad enough right now that North Carolina is committing acts worse than censorship on two-year-old toddlers. Yeah. Lopping off their you-know-whats. Taking off their sex organs as young as two. Yeah, mommy always wanted a girl, so let's take our little boy in and convert him. Uh-huh. This is going on in North Carolina right now. That's what the word is. All these reports coming out. Department of Health and Human Services released a proposed rule change claiming that the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, 1996, does not define what a person is. It is referenced in 1 U.S. Code 8 from the Born Alive Infants Protection Act of 2002, rather. It reads this: in determining the meaning of any act of Congress or of any ruling, regulation, or interpretation of the various administrative bureaus and agencies of the U.S., the words person, human being, child, and individual shall include every infant member of the species Homo sapiens who is born alive at any stage of development. Therefore, the proposed rule claims that this excludes preborn children from being classified as human beings, noting the department understands that 1 U.S.C. 8 to provide a definition of person and child that is consistent with the department's understanding of that term as it's used in the SSA, HIPAA, and the HIPAA rules does not include a fertilized egg, embryo, or fetus. Oh, boy. Oh, what a web we weave. First others to deceive. California's commission to decide how much the state should pay in reparations to black residents has decided upon a payment plan it sees as the beginning of a flow of cash. A qualifying lifelong state resident of California who's 71 years old would get $1.2 million for what the panel claims were the effect of housing discrimination, mass incarceration, and additional ills. Wow. Yeah, California panel approved reparation payments up to $1.2 million each. California entered the union as a free state. Go figure. How's that working? Wow. Now we have a U.S. Snooze. I call it U.S. Snooze. U.S. Snooze has come out with the 10 safest states in America. Oh, my. 10 states. Amazing how that works. Safest states in the U.S. And, of course, number 10 is Wyoming. Number 9 is Connecticut. Number 8 is Virginia. Number 7 is Massachusetts. Number 6 is Rhode Island. Number 5 is Idaho. Number 4 is Vermont. Number 3 is New Jersey. Number 2 is New Hampshire. And number 1 is Maine. Just so you know, these are the 10 safest states in the U.S. According to who? Yeah. Yeah, this is an article put out by U.S. News and World Report. Huh. Low rates of violent and property crime. Okay, well, statistically speaking, If it hasn't happened to you, you got nothing to worry about. But yet we got people out there that are moving to red states from blue states because they don't like what's going on in the blue states. They don't like defunding of the police. A lot of them are moving to Florida. Speaking of which, you know, we've got some Second Amendment cases out there. Things happening. An off-duty Walmart worker from Florida has been charged with murder for allegedly shooting and killing a customer in front of his family as he bravely tried to protect a female store employee during a brawl. Tyranny Sterling, 22, has been arrested for a shooting at a suburban Fort Lauderdale Walmart, according to Broward County Sheriff. According to investigators, Sterling was off the clock when he went to the Lauderdale Lake store at 2 p.m. to meet with a female colleague. The pair got into a verbal argument that escalated into a fight in the frozen food section of the store, with Sterling dropping a handgun on the floor and allegedly trying to snatch the woman's phone from her hands. One thing happened to another, and somebody was shot and killed trying to break it up. See, when you're not armed, see, in the constitutional carry provision, doesn't take effect until July 1st of this year in Florida. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut tweeted on Sunday that AR-15 rifles are not necessary for hunting or self-defense and suggested mass shooters would be those most affected by an assault weapons ban. He described the AR-15 as the mass shooter's best friend, omitting any mention the shooting at Atlanta Hospital earlier in the week was carried out with a handgun. Wow. Gee, and so, how'd the Boston Strangler do it? Did he shoot people? They didn't call him the Boston Strangler for nothing. Albert DeSalvo, he wasn't the, he didn't use a mass shooter. I mean, people said he used nylon stockings, he used rope. What are they going to do, ban that now? Yeah, AR-15. These people are obviously ignorant. You don't use an AR-15 for hunting. If you're going to hunt, you have to use something a little more powerful than a .223. Because that's what kind of ammo AR-15s shoot, is .223s. You need to use something more like a .243 or a .270 or a .308. Something that's got more power that you can take out a deer. An AR-15, unless you hit a deer in the right place, isn't going to do anything. You will wound the deer. You won't kill it. And as far as self-defense, this guy is a moron. Obviously, he hasn't been personally affected by anything. So, Chris Murphy, your day is coming. Somebody, you know, see, this is the thing, and I'm not suggesting that we go out and take, enact egregious behavior on our elected officials other than a phone call saying, hey, why are you doing this? What part of the Second Amendment don't you get, Chris? Why don't you understand that? Is there a problem here? I mean, obviously, Congressman Massey from Kentucky, he gets it. There's a bunch of congressmen out there that get it and senators that get it, but apparently there's some senators out there that don't get it. They think that mass shooters, you know, can't get a hold of guns, really. If we ban all assault weapons, the guy is dreaming. Not going to happen. We have the right to bear arms. What the Second Amendment says, right? And of course, Representative Colin Allred, Democrat from Texas. Yeah, the campaign manager, Paige Hutchinson, says a recording of Allred suggesting things would be better in the U.S. if the Second Amendment had not been written is highly edited. Well, they fact-checked that. The roughly 12-minute recording is of Allred commenting on the interpretation and viability of the Second Amendment, as well as his belief that gun control can be enacted even with the Second Amendment in place. Here's another Democrat, this one from Texas, thinking that, oh, yeah, well, it would be better if the Second Amendment was never written. Uh-huh. You see, they don't get it. They don't get that this is what our founding fathers wanted for us. We have to be able to defend ourselves, folks. Otherwise, you'll be facing tyranny head on, right? In good news, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is quitting. She's leaving her post at the CDC next month, citing in a resignation letter over the weekend, the end of the COVID-19 pandemic means I can leave now. Yeah. President has yet to announce an interim director. She caught flack as leader of the CDC for having bungled the Biden administration's COVID response on issues like school reopening, vaccines, and mask mandates. She, like Fauci and Birx, is a liar. We have an interesting article about linoleic acid. You've heard of it? It's the most destructive ingredient in your diet. Even in Crisco, stop using it. Linoleic acid. All you got to do is look at everything that Procter & Gamble puts out. This hydrogenation process that they invented, converting surplus usable cotton seeds into a synthetic seed oil sold under the name of Crisco. In recent years, the company has converted to using palm, soy, and canola for its Crisco, but it's got other things too, you know, cottonseed oil. All of these things that are happening. Seed oils are far worse than sugar. They're in most every processed food, and anytime you buy vegetable, soy, canola, Wesson, any of these, yep, you are damaging cells lining your blood vessel. You're causing memory impairment and an increase in your risk of Alzheimer's. Canola oil, in particular, has been linked to Alzheimer's. You strip your liver of glutathione, thereby lowering your antioxidant defenses. That includes anything cooked in it, which is deep fat fried food. Oh, Bubba's going to take issue with me on that one. Oh. Sorry about that. You'll inhibit delta-6 desaturase, an enzyme involved in the conversion of short-chained omega-3s to longer-chained omega-3s in your liver. You'll impair your immune function, increase mortality, make your fat cells more insulin sensitive, thereby causing insulin resistance, and inhibit cardiolipin, an important fat in the inner membrane of your mitochondria. It also contributes to the heart disease and cancer as well. So, yeah, you just keep doing that. You keep using Crisco. Yeah, you keep doing that. See how long you last. I thought we are all supposed to live an abundant life, but see, they've been lying to us, folks. A new study has found some commonly consumed beverages such as fruit juice and artificial sodas contain levels of toxic metals, including arsenic, cadmium, and lead, that exceed federal drinking water standards. Yeah, 60 soft drink beverages, including single fruit juice, mixed fruit juice, plant-based milk, artificial soda, and tea. The drinks were purchased in New Orleans, commercially available in supermarkets across the U.S. These are researchers from Tulane University measuring 25 different toxic metals and trace elements in all of these. You can read more about that if you just dial up the email blast. More health news and your phone calls after the bottom of the hour break here, courtesy of the Power Mall. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
Complex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or other like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Monday, May 8th, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you for joining us for this final segment of the Power Hour. Consuming 7 Ajwa dates each day may help prevent preeclampsia during pregnancy. Did you know that's one of dates' many health benefits? This dates all the way back to biblical times, believe it or not. It's even revered in the Holy Book of Islam, referencing the effects of fruit for better birthing. And of course, the new study echoes potential health gains from consuming dates during pregnancy, specifically how doing so may inhibit the progression of preeclampsia, which is high blood pressure during pregnancy, that's the leading factor in fetal and maternal deaths worldwide. Often an overlooked fruit in the U.S., we move on to the economy. It isn't pretty. Homeless encampments are exploding in size all over America as rents soar and evictions surge. It's not a good thing. Communities all over the U.S. are being taken over by giant homeless encampments, and we're supposed to believe this is normal? And we have the administration lying to us, telling us the economy is in great shape. Most prominent corporations are currently conducting mass layoffs. Yep, believe it or not, Burger King is shutting down 400 locations amid competition with McDonald's and Chipotle, all junk food. But look at 400 locations. How many people are going to be out of work? There's probably at least 20 people working in those 400 locations at any given moment. That's over 8,000 people being laid off when those 400 stores close. Twitter's workforce has been cut down to 1,000 full-time employees now, according to anonymous sources familiar with the company. Just so you know. More Americans are being priced out of the nation's new car market. Industry and government data suggests spending on new cars by the lowest 20% of earners dropped to its lowest level in 11 years. Meanwhile, spending on new cars by the top 20% reached its highest level on record going back to 1984. New vehicles were maybe never an everyman product in America, according to Charles Chisbrow, senior economist at Cox Automotive, said in an automotive conference earlier this year. We'd like to believe they were, but they probably haven't been for a long time. Certainly, they're even less so today. The problems pushing new cars out of reach are twofold. On the demand side, rising interest rates have made car loans far more costly. The average monthly payment reached $686 in mid-2022, according to data from Edmunds. Last month, it hit $730. If China ditches the dollar, emerging this new trade order that's going on, we're talking about BRICS and whatnot, consequences for the U.S. could be stark. German luxury car maker BMW issued a do-not-drive order Tuesday, May 2nd, recalling over 90,000 sedans and SUVs due to defective airbags. The roughly 90,000 vehicles were built between 2000 and 2015, outfitted with defective airbags made by Takata, have a high likelihood of not activating in the event of a crash. Wow. Do not drive order. Bill in Illinois, go ahead. You're on the radio. What's up?
Abortion company. These pro-abortion people, I don't understand that. You know, maybe they're totally atheists, I don't know, Satanists or whatever. But if you read Jeremiah, the first chapter of Jeremiah, the Lord tells us, he says, Jeremiah, before I placed you in the womb, in other words, the spirit was placed in the womb of a woman, before I placed you in the womb, I blessed, he tells them there was his great ones, meaning his leaders. But he says, before I placed you in the womb, he says, I blessed and sanctified you and set you apart. You know, everybody was born spiritually before they're born physically. Male spirits, female spirits. If you're going to mess around with your body like that, it's not what your spirit is, and that's what you're going to take into the next world. So, I mean, people just don't understand. They need to read the scriptures, and they need to understand God does exist. I know that, and I know you know that, David. And, you know, they're going to go by what Christ said, too, about, you know, if you harm one of these children, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to make that comment. Read chapter 1 of Jeremiah. It's very interesting.
Yep, it is. I appreciate that, Bill. Thanks so much for the heads up spiritually. We appreciate that. It's always nice to get a quote out of the good book. And you see, the thing is it's all about this trans situation going on right now. And what the devil tries to do is convince you something different is more appropriate than what God dictated for you. And you see, this wokeness, people need another definition of woke. All right, the transgender community is made up of a lot of woke people. A majority of these people have been convinced they're gay and that they need to dress up and have sex with their own kind, which if you read Romans 1, it clearly refers to them as reprobates. These are doing things which are unseemly, is the word in Romans. So when you look at stuff like this, and God handed them over to a reprobate mind, they are put on this world to pester us and become a fly in our ointment, so to speak. We don't have to involve ourselves with it. You know that Bud Light got into bed with Dylan Mulvaney, so to speak, who thinks that everybody that calls her a male should be arrested. You see, that's what these influencers do. is they get the, and see, here's the thing, the gay community, if you even talk to any gay people out there, they are very upset with what the transgender community is trying to do right now. It's making gay people look bad. So, you see how the whole scenario is confusing. God is not the author of confusion. So, you know, here's the thing. People are just boycotting Bud Light. But it is only one brand of beer. We are putting out a list of all the brands owned by Anheuser-Busch. You need to boycott all of them. That sends a message. When you can take down a corporate giant like Anheuser-Busch, oh, it gets better than that. Do you drink Smirnoff vodka? Do you know they reportedly had a business partnership with a transgender activist, Maxine Lequeen? Is a male identifying as female, one of several activists who protested at Texas Capitol during a legislative vote on the transgender bill? Wow. And of course, they all called it an insurrection. They were forcibly removed from the Texas State Capitol. Maxine Lequeen was one of them. So now do we boycott Smirnoff vodka and all the products that Smirnoff makes? See, it's like Biden's buying stuff that's made in China. Why are you doing that? Why aren't you, you know, this DV's even saying to boycott stuff made in Mexico. They're not our friends. If they were our friends, they would be doing things to stop what's going to hit our border in the next 3 days. I mean, they're all lining up by the thousands. This is not pleasant, folks. It's going to get worse. Hope you're keeping your powder dry. Dave in New York, you're on.
Good morning, kind sir. Hey, you know, Crisco was invented back in the 1800s as a lubricant for machinery during the Industrial Revolution.
Oh, no.
And they kept it. Yeah, so they just kept it, you know, hey, it works for that. It may as well, you know what I mean, be your oil, too, for eating. And so I use it as that. I use it to lubricate things sometimes on, you know, things that are out in the weather and
it works.
Elements. Yeah, it works pretty good. I just saw, you know, with Tucker and holding the contract and all this other stuff going on, I don't think I put a, since he's under payment or being paid, if they can put a stop order on him doing anything else because he's still under the contract. So they probably can stop him from getting out there in any relevant, you know, reason. And after the year 2024, after the election, then they'll let him loose because the contract's up and he can't do any harm for the elections. So that's, you know, part of their plan. And that, we'll see how that one works out. You know, make it a Merry Monday. And I can remember, like, one joke. I can remember the punchline, but I can't remember the joke that goes in front of it. You know? Uh-oh. Do you ever have anything like that happen to you today?
I try not to. I really don't. I always try to think of, you know, that's why you like to stick with the one-liners, right?
Yeah, so here's the joke, and it's I guess it is funny, okay. This lady, you know, lives down in New York City in an apartment by herself, and she doesn't get much, you know, contact. And somebody from Western Union shows up there and knocks on her door and says, I have an important message from you, from your parents. And she goes, really? From me? From me? She goes, yeah, it's very, you know, very important. And she goes, gee, you know, I've always heard about singing telegrams. Could you please sing it to me? He goes, I really don't think that's appropriate. But she goes, oh, it would mean the world to me. Please, can you just please sing it? And he goes, okay. Your sister Rose is dead. I hate to tell you, but she died in bed.
Bada bing, bada boom. I had a feeling it was going to end up like that. Here, I thought I was going to think, man, I had a dream the other night. I dreamed that I was a fire hydrant and two dogs were using it. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, I appreciate your call, Dave. Thanks for the thanks for the song, the thoughtful song on Monday. That's good. Yeah. Oh, my. Dallas, Texas has been hit by a ransomware attack. It disrupted key services, including 911 dispatch. Wow. Yeah, the city is scrambling to restore services and determine the full extent of the damage as the Royal Ransomware Gang has taken responsibility for the cyber attack. You see, if they can do that, imagine what some of these nationals that are crossing our border that have those kind of hacker skills can do to our grid. The passwordless future is slowly becoming a reality. This week, Google announced that you can now log into your Google account with just a pass key. Huge milestone in what promises to be the incredibly long, awkward move away from using passwords for security. In case you haven't heard yet, the passwords are terrible. People pick awful passwords to begin with, like admin, 1234. You know, they find them hard to remember, don't even use them properly. When somebody gets hacked, it may just involve somebody using or reusing a really bad password or accidentally giving it to a scammer. So all the FIDO Alliance is what they're calling themselves. Apple, Google, and Microsoft are developing a system called passkeys. Oh, we really got to start thinking hard and long about how we connect to the internet. A thorough analysis of the ethics associated with brain-machine interfaces that is lacking in the industry itself. In general, ethics studies typically do not exist in the technocrat transhumanist industry because it hinders their advancement of technology. Technocrats invent because they can, not because there's a demonstrated need to do so. So who wants a brain-machine interface anyway? Raise your hand. You want to be connected with it? Have your brain inserted with a chip so you can connect to a computer? Yeah. See, a new partnership between Google and an Australian hearing coalition is using machine intelligence to improve customizability of hearing aids and cochlear implants. Meanwhile, the White House and Democrat-controlled federal government have made a big effort to demonstrate to the public they're taking the lead on AI regulation. According to the chairwoman of the Federal Trade Commission, Lina Khan, penned for an op-ed in the New York Times, outlining her agency's goals in regulating the rapidly growing technology, giving ample space to the left-wing priority of combating discrimination. Amazing how that's going to work when they plug you into a computer and they make you have a chip in your brain, or they put something in your hand that can be geo-tracked. Speaking of geo, the Geoengineering Watch Global Alert news that we just put out as of May 6th, huge hail has been hammering Texas while regions of Canada incinerate over its 100 unprecedented early season wildfires. What's wrong with this picture? Extreme weather whiplash scenarios are devastating ecosystems, societies, and food supplies. You think they're not doing that deliberately? Ocean surface temperatures continue to skyrocket, with Florida and the Gulf Coast now facing rapidly rising and simultaneously dying seas. Huh. Maybe having a spring-fed pond that's stocked with fish or access to fresh water somewhere where there are fish might help your future diet. Ever think about that? Sadly, we have a obit that I really was very, it was disconcerting to read it. We've had Ronnie Cummins on our show before. He's a leading figure in global organic and regenerative movement. He has passed away from complications related to recently diagnosed bone and lymph cancer. He was the co-founder and international director of the Organic Consumers Association and its international affiliates, Via Organica in Mexico and Regeneration International. We also have an article about how a couple found freedom by embracing the off-grid lifestyle. With a spirit of adventure and a deep desire to live life on their own terms. You see, I've always said this, and we've had guests on our show that have said this. The further away that you can get from the government, from utilities, from corporations, and living on your own, the better off you are. This couple, in an article called Breaking Free, are embracing the off-grid lifestyle. Chad and Rhonda, you'll read a story about them if you go to the email blast, saw an opportunity to take control of their lives to break free from the shackles of dependency and conformity, creating a sustainable, self-sufficient oasis in the heart of nature's raw power. And it all started with a leap of faith as they purchased a 20-acre parcel of land, sight unseen. And of course, when they got there, they realized it lacked the sunlight needed to operate solar power during winter. So you'll read about how they overcame it. Genetically modified golden rice and BT eggplant are going to remain off the market in the Philippines after the country's Supreme Court issued a writ in favor of farmers and scientists who sought to stop the government from commercially releasing the products, according to Philstar Global. This is the Philippines Supreme Court blocking commercial release of GMOs over ecological disaster fears. You see, somebody's waking up. The FDA, meanwhile, has issued an emergency warning for these COVID-19 at-home test kits. They're warning consumers and healthcare providers to stop using and throw out certain lots of recalled SD Biosensor Inc. pilot COVID-19 at-home tests issued by Roche Diagnostics. There is a liquid solution that comes with the kit that the FDA has significant concerns about of bacterial contamination. Might pose safety concerns. The bacterial contamination could impact the performance of the tests. Direct contact with the contaminated solution might be the real kicker. We have some documents you need to know about under protocolkills.com. There are two documents that Laura Bartlett and Greta Crawford have put together after they founded an organization to address the forced treatment patients receive when they're hospitalized for COVID-19. These can be used to protect yourself against other medical hazards as well. Protocolkills.com. These are forms that you get notarized to protect you from being murdered by hospitals. Protocolkills.com. Big story. You should read that if you have a chance. Here's another company that you might consider boycotting. Women's clothing brand Anthropologie is now featuring a male model wearing a dress. And the dresses are so skimpy, it shows bulges that should not be appropriately shown. And of course, because of the backlash, Anthropologie has disabled its comments after getting slammed by customers who basically think these dresses are for women, you idiots. Maybe they should shop somewhere else. A 12-year-old boy is taking the fight to his school district for violating his right to free speech after administrators at his middle school forced him to remove a T-shirt proclaiming that there's only two genders. The school has now admitted outright. They've admitted outright that gays and transgenders are a protected class. This is at the Nichols Middle School in Middleborough, Massachusetts. He had to remove his shirt, Liam Morrison did, 12 years old. It was threatening to other students, and some students and staffers at the school had supposedly complained about the message on the shirt. The boy said he politely declined to remove it, and he maintains he was making a political statement, not targeting anyone. We'll see what happens with that lawsuit. For those of you who missed the Kentucky Derby, Mage roared from off pace to win the 149th Kentucky Derby on Saturday. Launching U.S. Racing's Triple Crown campaign as two more horse deaths on Saturday cast a pall on proceedings. Yep, Chloe's Dream. I'm trying to think of the name of the other one, but unfortunately, you know, there are like 10 horses that have been put down so far just within the confines of this 149th Kentucky Derby Day. We appreciate all of you doing what you can to support us here at the Power Hour. We are a 100% reader-supported platform without website advertisements. That means without your support, we wouldn't exist. There are four easy ways for you to help us stay alive and well and kicking. Become a member, make a one-time donation, shop our store all the time at thepowermall.com, and buy yourself a limited edition Joyce Riley coffee mug. With a $100 donation, you get it shipped to you absolutely free, and you keep us on the air. Because without it, you wouldn't have this show to listen to. We appreciate your support, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for Monday. We've gotten through all 50 news stories here. God bless all of you for keeping us up and running. Power Mall's open right now, folks. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow. We will have Justin Porter with us from North American Urban Spice. Shop the Power Mall, folks. Till then, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. We've got to stop the hordes from invading us. We're about to see it. Stay safe.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.